Pastor Brad with Impact Today. Impact
Today. Being able to transform lives. You. Because when you witness to people like tomorrow, on your job, your family, if you don't know how to transform the life, if you don't know how to take the devil, push him out, and God come in, you're just talking. You're just saying Jesus is hype. Is this like going to a game and Eric on the mic, the music, boom, boom, and we eating and it's like, oh, we blessed and we blessed. God bless you. Enjoyed it. Oh, so see, that's we start off like that, but now we got to be effective where God can say, you know what? I got a traveling church. I got a traveling womb. I got a womb now that can travel. And now I can begin to birth moves of the Spirit out of these people as they go. They can come in places and turn the light on. They can go places that's dark and let people see there is a God. They can go in other places that God is already at work and take people to the next level. Have you received since you believe? These people begin to do that. But you know why we can't do that? If we don't have a how to transform lives. Ephesians chapter 3. The Bible reads in verse number 10. Let's start at verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Verse 7, let's start there. Wherefore I was made a minister, Paul talking here, according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power, not given by man now. Verse 8 says, unto me who I am less than the least of the saints is the grace given, and I shall preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see. Now he's talking about his purpose here. What is the fellowship of this mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known how? By the church, the manifold wisdom of God. In other words, Paul was saying that through Christ, through the power of God working in us, is the only way that the rest of the earth is going to know our God. They're not going to know. You can talk, but they won't know. You can hope, but they won't know. They'll only know through us and our ability, Carla, to begin to transform lives. You know, I think about when we were there, and Max, you and Mama, y'all was talking to the lady. There was something happening there. Though it was ministry, there was something more than that. There was life touching life. Life beginning to transform. See, even though it may look like we're doing a good thing, you got to go beyond the good thing. You got to go beyond the fact that we're the only church or one of the few churches doing out. You got to bypass that because you'll miss it if you camp out and there. Oh, this church is doing more work. That's all good. But the purpose is that you have to have that ability to transform a life. Leave it up on the Holy Ghost and say, well, he'll do it. Yeah, but kingdom transformation is now. The waters are stirring when it comes to the Spirit, but he's trying to find people that will work it out. Yeah. So God is doing the work, but he's trying to find people that will work with him on a regular basis. Regular basis. Are you with me? Let me give you some things that, or what I can say, a false sense of why people think that they transform in lives when they're not. The first thing is they don't have discernment and they talk too much. They like to talk. You think you're transforming lives. Have you ever talked to somebody till you turn blue in the head? I remember. And they still do it. All the this life, you give them a feast. And you told them exactly what to do and they still go their way. It's because you weren't discerning. They could have made a bad choice. But when you're discerning, you realize, I got to give you some homework. I can't give pearls, what? To the swine. But see, some of you think everybody can hear everything. You're going telling people, you're mixing it with people that are not, just because they're biological, you think that they're spiritual. Oh, they wouldn't hurt me. No, they won't purposely hurt you. But the moment you start going for the kingdom, devils will use any type of igniting fire you got around you. Anything that'll burn. Judas was with Jesus. He was in the same room. He was sitting at the same table, y'all. But some of you get heartbroken. I don't understand why. It's because you're not discerning. Discerning is something that only comes to people who want to move the kingdom. If you want to move your agenda, deceit will still stay with you. But when you want to move the kingdom, you'll get godly discernment. See, it comes out of hunger. Some of you wonder why some things are just intolerable, because you got to go someplace. I got to go. I have to get there. You can't stop me. I got to go there. But some of you don't have that kind of discernment because you don't want to go there. You just want to do what's right. Wanting to do what's right is different from wanting to see the kingdom advance. Yeah. Hungry to see this thing go. Totally different. But when you talk, sometimes, and I've done this in ministry with people in church, and this is how I learn. Don't talk too much. People got to want it. Listen to people more. But when you talk, well, sometimes you can talk yourself into believing for other people. And they sitting there like, yeah, I'll listen to you, but I can, man, you go ahead and do that. I can't do all that. But I know it's the right. They're agreeing because it's right. But they have not brought their lives up to a place to do it. That's why the Bible protects you by telling you, tell the tree how. You give them something to do. I tell you, man, some of y'all can see the deception and you still bite. Well, you didn't try that twice and it don't work. Why would you think this time it's going to work? This person is not trustworthy. You know, when somebody bites you, you don't need nobody to tell you that. Some of you come when you don't come and all it is, you just keep wrecking. It ain't got nothing to do with my love for you. Nothing. I'll love you where you're at. No matter if the Bible say what? If you make your bed wet in hell, the Bible say, Jesus, God said he'll still be there. He'll watch it. Why? Because you have to make decisions. Nobody can do that for you. But sometimes when you talk a lot to people who have not done anything or done little, you begin to be deceived and you think that they're being transformed. Because you cannot push people toward their destiny in their minds. You can't do it. So no matter how much knowledge, I didn't know, be careful people. Oh, I went to Bible study and I learned a lot. Learned, that's a word of the mind. What you mean by learn? That means you put it all here. You need a week to let it come out. Let's see how much of you got here that you work out. If you don't work up what's in your mind, out is ineffective. But some of us, we think that's something because you talk. Well, when we went to the crusade, this lady, you know, she got something and I know the Lord. That's totally different than what we're doing. You just want to have people feel the presence. I want y'all to begin to go beyond that. Yeah. I want to see people start running that. That's why we got the internet. We ain't got, what are you us having all this stuff we paying for us to go on live, for people not to be listening? Yeah. Three people. And we done been all across America. We got 3 people listening. No, it should be 200. They should be guessing because Charlie, dude, they can't see the wall. They should be saying, boy, I know. Some of y'all have told me that y'all never thought the church was as small as it was when you got here. Why? Because you know that if you're going to be discerning, you got to be somebody that hold off with so much talk. You talk when you need to talk, but some of you just baffle. You put things in details that's irrelevant. You got to learn what's the essence. We're going to King Street. It's not about, you know, what kind of gas you put in the car. You making all this. Well, if we ride, you want the children to ride in the back or the front. See, these are games you play when you don't have no place to go. When you're not going nowhere, you get into that. Because you get into all these little things that don't mean nothing. You talk. And remember what Paul said? He said, deal with them, but don't get entangled with them. Some of you got to learn how to address stuff and move. I can't stay here, Keisha, just what? Outreach? Is that the whole Impact Church? Outreach. Can I tell y'all something? All we're doing is going out and talking to people. That's it. Crusade is a name I came up for games. Because some of you, your mental capacity, you won't go out. You won't bring people in your home. You won't build people. You won't do it one-on-one, so we have to do it here. It still takes time. But if everybody here was to go out and disciple 12 people a year, that is the crusade. But most of you can't do that. Because all these other things that come out. Well, you know, I told this person this. You can't tell them. You got to go get them. You got to go get some boy that's on the football field, basketball, or in something and say, I'm going to disciple you. The next 6 years, you belong to me. Let me get your mama right. But some of you, you'll stop. That's why it's so important when it comes to talking, you give people something and see where they're at. You give them something and see where they're at. You give them something and you see where they're at. One of the false hopes of transformed life is when you talk with very little discernment. We all have been there, but you got to stop doing it. You talk to people, you think what you just said touched their lives. Oh, this, yeah, I know God. Oh, you got to stop. You got to let them people do that. Let them see what they do. You don't know what they do. You know, in America, in most nations, when you hear the gospel, you know where it does? It drives you to make a decision. Yeah. So we can't preach a gospel that everything just going to be blessed because you just got healed. And your leg grew back and you turned that wheelchair in. Let me tell you, sweetie, those devils are coming back on Tuesday. Yeah. So what I suggest you do is give your life to the Lord. You got to get sincere. You got to make some decisions because that same devil's coming back and he'll get you again if you don't know how to keep him away. That's why we talked about last week about patterns, because patterns is what keeps the devil out, not just a blessing. You get excited because God bless you. You can lose a blessing. You can lose it. But when you got patterns in you, it can be built. Are you with me? So again, the false thing of the transformed life is not being discerning, but you're just talking a lot. Talking. Hey, yeah, you know God can do this. Such and such, such. Some of you talk to people that don't even come. I mean, first thing I'd say is, where you at, bro? How long? You been there before me? Where you at? Oh, yeah, you know. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Gonna sit up and tell you all this stuff and you could have been there. Nations are calling us. Go ahead. I'll tell you this time. It was good. I'll tell you one thing, you was missing. We need you. That's how you talk. Nothing personal. I still love you. Why, you gotta challenge one another, but some of you can't take that. Because you don't want to go where we're going. Anytime you get upset with somebody that's rebuking you for something for your own good, your desire don't want to be there. When I was with Pastor Goo, when I'm with Dr. David, they could rebuke me all day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I never had no feelings hurt. You only do that because your kingdom is being questioned that you want to keep. Because if you don't know what to do, what are you doing? You got to learn. You'll learn. Well, I'm going to go and act like I know how to go across the nations. If he tell me to stop, then you stop. He's the one, no. But when you clash, it's because your kingdom, you got a certain way you want to do it. And that happens because we don't grow. You think what we're doing is too much. You pick and you choose. You say, well, I think I'll go this time and this is more important. What if God did what we do? We'll be in trouble. Oh, today is not a good day. I don't feel like that today. Look on that cell. Oh, man, that's just him. He begging me for something again. Don't answer that one. I don't feel like that. That's how we go back and forth. Why? Because we're not growing. When you mature, you begin to do that. It's okay for you to get rebuke. I mean, I can tell y'all this scripture. Y'all know it. But y'all, some of you ain't process it. Who God loves. You heard that. But when your chastising come, you think it's going to bother you. You know, like, well, why? I'm being singled out. You know, we was in Malaysia a few weeks ago. Y'all wasn't there at the time. And Dr. David called us up on the stage. He needed an illustration. I don't know what, I can't remember what he was doing. How the generation blessings go. And here me, Pastor Paul, and whoever else it was four of us. So I didn't run to the front. But I stood up. And I stood up at the front thinking I was the shortest. So he just louds me. I said, Brad, you always fighting for the first blessing. Get to the back. But do you think that it's kind of like, don't do that to me, man. But do you, should that make me mad?
No, that's true.
I'm in my father's house. Why would that make me mad? It's kind of like, don't put me out there. I understand that, but not make you mad. He's the one who know. Maybe I was. Because I do want to be number one. But some of you can't take that. You call me out. Why you told them that I was late? Maybe because you have a special assignment. Maybe because God loves you. And he wants to cushion. He wants you to be right more.
Amen.
Why it always seemed like when I get started and not, maybe because God loves you that much.
Yeah.
You remember David? And all the stuff happened to David. David knew, Lord, whatever you take, don't take the spear, because that's all I got.
Yeah.
See, some of you cry after the wrong thing. And God said, David was sitting there, all this stuff. He said, Lord, the one thing I don't want you to ever take is this Holy Spirit, because I ain't really been listening to it, but I know that anything good inside came from that, and you working it. Lord, just continue to work. That's what you do when you're confused and frustrated. Not stop pointing the finger. Say, Lord, just keep working on me. Because the fact that God is still there, he's still at work inside of you. No matter how small it is, you just got to keep building it.
Yeah.
Don't stop. You know, there's a few other times that he allowed me out, he say things. And you know, sometimes, I'm just telling you personally, I don't necessarily like it. Because you're always like, you know, some of the other guys, you know, they don't get that. But he always got to call me. You come get this all. You know, it's like, but that's life. You know, sometimes you want to sit, sometimes he'll call you. I remember that same week. Yeah. I'm just sitting there, and I said, amen. But I must have yawned a little bit. So at the end of the session, nobody else. Yeah, well, I'm going to let y'all go now because so y'all can get some rest before the next session. And Brad, you're yawning. I can hear you. So you go home and get rest. I'm thinking like, Pastor Cyrus looking at me on the first row like, I'm thinking like, why is this guy, you know? But guess what? He's still calling my name. You don't call people names you don't love. You don't waste your time with things you don't believe in. You don't trust and think that things going to happen. I don't care if he calling it, why he doing whatever, but it's still there. Who God loves, he chastised. But some of y'all are not big enough to take that. You got that personal way. Oh, well, just give it to me soft. Let me give you some ways that you're going to transform people's lives. Number one, if you want to, these three things, I'm telling you, if you can do this, you will always be able to transform people's lives. Number one, you have to have an ongoing life of personal development. Ongoing. That means it don't stop. Some of you, you can't stop, and then God's movement moves on, and you think you can still minister from a standstill. With God, you can only minister as you grow. See, people don't mind that you're not there, but they can listen to you if they see you moving. They won't listen. See, they won't. That's why Paul told Timothy, he said, don't despise your youth. That's why I don't get intimidated by bigger ministries. They doing more. They may act more, see more. Hey, that's life. I've been born when I was born. I'm doing all I can. You do all you can. But whenever you're not, you stop developing. You begin to give heed to doctrines. You know, this week I was in here. I was being under attack. Just so many different ways, some through y'all and the other things. But the devil tried to come and change the doctrine. Try to water it down. Say this, just to come off of Christ. Because the way I felt, just coming through and say, preach like this. Where the standard starts to low. Not what I say, but I'm saying Christ standard. Holiness, righteousness, pushing it, going. He come in and try to just whip it, try to push it. And you have to be strong. Why? Because personal development. Now you hear that scripture say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, not my intellect, the Spirit of the Lord has to lift up the standard and say, no, you got to know now. You better stir that up a little bit, because don't let the people start taking my burden. Don't let things stop. Don't stop going forward. Why? Because you're carrying something for me. Yeah. If there's no personal development, you'll never be able to war the attacks that you come. Don't be saying what kind of attack will come. That's when you stupid. Yeah. You don't know what'll come. I'm talking about you weathering the attacks. You don't know what'll come. I was sitting there just ministering. I was thinking like, okay, I'm going to share on this. And the doctrine will say this like it's pastoral. And all of a sudden something rise up. No, don't stop. Be like a bullet, like Rambo in that movie, fighting the Russian. He kept going. No, we got to keep going strong. If they leave, let them leave, because it's solid as a rock. Let it be strong. Don't let nobody stop. So you start building it. You say two words and you back on post. But the enemy will come in and just try to whip you. Why? Because you're not developing personally. Whenever you don't develop personally, whatever God doing in you, through you, whatever, the devil coming in through the back door. You got to build yourself.
Right.
Healing, prophecy, personal development in the sense of who are you in Christ? Some of y'all need to take them old books back. Charles Capps, Who You Are in Christ. Kenneth Copeland. They got some good books on personal development. How you got to have personally. You got to develop. You're no good if you're not developing personally. You can't change people's lives if you're not developing. Some of y'all need to accelerate your growth. Because you're always in these little itty bitty stages. Well, I'm trying. Because your waters are being diluted. Drink it strong. Eat meat. Don't you know eagles feed their children the same thing? That's what I'm going to do with these small kids. Give them the same thing. We want them to do better. But you can't do that if you're not developing personally. Some of you got to continue to grow. You got to develop. Develop personally. How are you doing that? What are you doing to develop personally? You don't do that by just listening to 106, 91.5, his radio. You got to do more than that. Where can you say I'm developed? What is Paul told Timothy? Study to show yourself. That he didn't say go to church. Yeah. Study. Get your Bible out. What's the Lord speaking to you? He could take you to Jeremiah. He can take you to Luke. You could be in a devotion. But what are you doing? If you don't develop personally, you'll always have a cap on how much lives you can change. Those of you that can't get 3-4 people to come to church, it's because of this. You got to take authority. You got to grow. You can't minister to the people on their level. But you got the gift of gab. You just got talk in church, and they don't go to church. I was talking to somebody today, I think it was Carla, and she was telling me about her uncle, and I said, well, did she go to church? And he said, no. And in my mind, because I was in that room at that time, I could see in my mind how a lot of people who don't go to church, they can still grow spiritually, because the churches are so dead now. So you can't count them out that they're not saved because they don't go to church. You can't do that. You can't even count people who listen to Z93 because the waters are so polluted now. It drives them back. The church has a river in the back of the church that leads to the world. So you can go to the church and end up getting a faster way in the world. So you can't go around and say, oh, they're not saved. They're not saved. They're not saved. They're not saved. Can't do that. You got to tell them by the fruit. Amen. That's why God is calling us, because the pollution got to come out. Yes. We got to take the pollution out. So you got to make sure that you're developing personally. Every day you ought to be doing something to develop personally. Every single day will turn into every week. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. It's simple. You got 24 hours. If you let your children consume you, you can't develop. If you let your job consume you, you can't develop. Some of you mentally, you got to go to your job and you got to start saying, Lord, I thank you for wisdom to take all the pain off of me. Amen. So that when I come home, I'm still refreshed. Amen. You got to ask God for that. Because some of you get home and your mental state tell you you beat. And you got to remember, going on a job is not necessarily direct kingdom for you. It's a part of it, but God is calling us here to do what we're doing. So you got to have a plan, but you can't let that job zap you till when you get home, you can't do anything. Are you with me? That's why I'm glad to hear so many of y'all that went out to the crusade on Wednesday and was out there. That's the kind of showing. It's 1 hour. We can't take cities if you're home and you don't come out. That's right. I mean, we're here. I mean, we can't come out for an hour. How can we say we Christians if we got all this stuff? If you say, well, I work. Well, you work, but you get home. You got to learn how to get in. You do it on other days. Eat. Go. It's only 1 hour. Eat there. I mean, I don't know what else it's going to take for us. We got to make this a priority. You still can't say, well, I'll go here, I'll go here. Everything we do is for everybody. So those of you that's working at night, in the daytime, you shouldn't miss Wednesdays. Because nobody works past 6, generally speaking. Those of you that's entrepreneurs, you got to work around the schedule of the kingdom. This is why we're here. I'm not telling you this, so you don't have to grow into this. You got to make a decision. This is where we're at. When we pick up and go to Pennsylvania, to Oklahoma, to Florida, I want to know that we're going together, man. Not just one person and a few people say, well, you know, we'll come if we can. We'll see you when you get back. We're part of the home church. Everybody, I pray in the name of Jesus, in 3 years, none of y'all will be sitting before me. I'll be coming to you. If you here, it's because you're in a different position than where you at now. That your spirits will be able to hold cities in it. I don't want to talk to none of y'all on a regular basis like this. You grow. Stop saying, well, I'm single. I don't know. I can't have a church. Keisha, you can have a church. Carla can. Marvy can have a church. Why? It's not no church like that. It's a place where you're shaping people's lives daily. That becomes a base that we can work out. Don't look at it like a church. This is the church. That's why we're doing impact weekends where people can come and be nourished. That's every 3 months. Believe me, there are a lot of people out there that don't go about once a year. So every 3 months, they get the preceding word. Then you go back, you got the youth scream, and then you got all this stuff that we got. It's enough to stay connected. Then we set the course for 3 months. Then you go, you work on it aggressively. Then we come back together, get the reports. We add it up. Can you imagine? What we could do if six of us were doing what we're doing now? Yes. Oh, man, I just pray y'all could see this. We can take the world. Yeah. It becomes a reality. Yes, we won't just be saying, well, you know, over here and over this. South Carolina, every city, every county could be touched. Yes. With six of us doing two reach a year, we could almost cover the whole county. It's becoming a reality. Yeah. That's why I need battle warriors. I need people that know how to transform lives. You can't do that if you're just preaching. If you're just getting excited in your gift. You got to be able to transform this life. Transfer it. Give somebody that life. Are you with me? Personally develop so that you ought to have a challenge spiritually. I want to be in the front. I want to be in front. I want to grow. I don't want to be in the middle. I want to be the best. Not competing with anybody, but I want all God wants for me. Amen. You ought to be like that. That's what make you grow there, Leroy. That's what make us be so strong. Are you with me? Can I give you another one? Yeah. You got to begin, if you're going to be a transformation of life to other people, you got to connect corporately. In other words, you connect with the flow. Several things. You connect with me. You connect with your family. Everything that's coming to you got to be able to go through different streams. So is your family flowing? Are your children flowing? I didn't say no challenges, but you got to start getting that flow going. Your career, your job, your domain that God sent you in, is there a flow there? When there's not a flow, you can't transform life because people are going to always come to see what you got. And without you having that flow of corporateness, you won't have protection. You won't have a steady flow of somebody feeding your life. And you can't do it. I couldn't do it. So if you're going to transform other people's lives, you got to be able to always say, you remember what they say, come here, man. They was basically saying, listen, I gave you that. See like you wet, but come over here. It'll always be a river that flows out of the ocean. It comes out. And see, when you understand that, you stop trying to do stuff on your own. Amen. Just like in what we're doing now with this impact thing, I'm telling you, man, we're going to have an alliance. We don't want to hurt the people. If they're not Pharisees, then they're okay. We might be able to help people later. They may be able to help us. We're an alliance of people. But if corporately we're not connected, guess what? You get people hooked, and then they really see who you are. Man, I was better off not even dealing with you. You tell me you was in the church. Yeah. And you cursing me out, telling me off. Yeah. Attitude. Man, my sister could do that. And she married the Buddhist. But see, we don't think like that. Why? Because you're not connecting. You got to connect corporately, your family, everybody. That's why I'm glad to see all of our children, they begin to hear the same thing. Don't isolate your children because they won't get in the river. You make it distant. That's why I'm telling you, when we have these school, it's worth 2 days of them not being there, of secular school, for them to come to do this. It's worth it. And build with them. Are you with me? Can I give you one more? If you're going to transform lives, you got to learn how to touch other people's spirit. You got to touch other people's spirit. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. Yes. Sometimes other people touches your spirit, but you don't touch theirs. You know what that means? Your spirit is weak. You got to learn how to touch people's spirit with your spirit. You don't touch with your spirit into their minds. You touch their spirit. That's how you transform lives. You don't let their spirit come. When your spirit is weak, people can talk. That's why God has to make a man. Some of y'all, if I was to let y'all go and be pastoral, you'll run me dead. You'll run anybody because the spirits that's on you will push. And you have to confront those spirits. You have to come back because words produce or come from spirits. So when the spirit begin to come and speak, they have to be addressed. But you can't speak intellect to spirit. That's why the Bible says what? We wrestle not against what? It's not natural. So you see Leroy here, he getting puffy at me. Then I got to recognize where that spirit at. I'm not talking to all the games. Well, this is why some of you look so bad trying to say, well, I didn't say that. This and that. You got to understand that's a gossiper. Yeah. You get in that trap, you're gone. That's why the Bible said get two or three people because they're going to lie on you as soon as you leave. And you're sitting there trying to explain to somebody. You got to learn how to talk to people's spirit. Yeah. I was telling them today as we went through King Street. And I was telling them how, you know, you got to stop. You got to ride around, see the fields. You got to look. You got to get into the people. Why? Because when you see things, the spirit world opens up for you. And now you know where the people at. You stop and you talk to people. Just how you doing? How's everything? Just general. And then the spirit of God begins to show you stuff. And this is how you make your act. This is how you talk to people. Wait, don't talk to them till they get to the crusade. Wait. If you talk to them now, you'll scare them away. Spirit to spirit. Sometimes you can walk into a place and it's too much. This is what happens a lot of times with me. When I go to funerals, it's too much. You know, I got a phone call today. I got a funeral on Monday. You know, Eric? Okay, and they were saying, Ms. Freeman told me, she said, I want you to do something, but I want you to do the eulogy because she liked you. She asked all this stuff she say. So I'm telling them, saying, well, listen, what did the pastor say? I mean, you did this boss. they're just running everything. Like, what did the pastor say? And I can feel that spirit. You know what the Lord, you know what he showed me? He said, Brad, they don't recognize your grace. They just like you. Yeah. So wouldn't that be stupid to think, oh, well, I got to go do a miracle work when I get there. This is not miracle work. They ain't calling me for that. They calling me because they don't like him. Yeah. But some of you are bathed, oh, let's go do ministry. There'll be people there. I'm trying to get out of that. Because you don't think like that. You think, oh, I get to do this. And then you start falsifying what happens. Yeah. Because you can't play soccer on a basketball field. Because you don't understand spirit got to talk to spirit. You can't go there and represent God unless you're ready for that battle. Yeah. And these people might knock me up before I get out of there. Do you have the artillery that you need to go in there? To say things sharp. And stay like that so that they're going to attack you knowing that? I remember going back to this same church we grew up in and preaching one time, coming back from college, and one of the ladies working in the office. I mean, it's a grown lady. This is a lady you look up to. I ain't gonna say look up to, but an adult. And she came to me after I finished preaching, and she said, "Why you come back from college with all that? Don't do that no more." You sitting there like, huh? You don't even articulate. Spirits talk. Attitudes are spirits. Moods are spirits. You cannot change people unless you learn how to talk to spirits. So getting down to the bottom line with me ain't just because I got to dig. It's because there's a spirit, and you may not even know the spirit is there. And sometimes when you expose it and you can show it and you want to go, you can free people. But most of the time, people are too connected to it to be free. So you got to always remember that. You can't change people or transform them without talking to their spirit. That's why you got to use the gift of prophecy. You got to speak. That's why the first thing you should do when you was talking to that lady, mama, you and Max, y'all had to say her job, all this. You got to see where the people are at. God will show you. Then you got to attack that. Yeah. You know, I see that you're going to, you know, things are not going good for you. But God is about to bring you out. God is about, you got to talk to the spirit. You see people that don't have a lot of confidence. You got to say something about it. Because what do? You expose it so you say, listen, but God can free you today. That gives the person the opportunity to come forward. You know, you continue to do this over and over. You don't even realize, but you got an old poverty spirit on you if you don't get free of that. But God is here to lift you up. But some of you try to address spiritual things in the soul realm. If every time you leave a conversation is smooth, it don't work like that. The only reason why it should be smooth because of respect. Some of you, you'll say, yes, yes. And I say, well, how you feeling? Not good. Well, that's what I'm trying to get you to see. Well, you're not going to feel good as you change, as you're going into this thing and growing. But I just want you to know I can do all I can. Amen. I love you. That's why you always bathe people with love. If you love people enough, then you can rebuke them. They'll listen to you. But some of you, you just got to, you see, you only talk when you get irritated. You're right, but why are you only talking now? Why you don't talk when it's all going good? Why you don't sit me down with the ice cream and talk? You don't do that. Why? Because you got to learn how to touch people's spirit. And whenever your spirit hits somebody else's spirit, the stronger one will win. If you're insecure, other dominating spirits will always come and conquer. You ever notice when it comes to abuse, it's dominating passive. Because the moment is like an attraction. Men can see that. Women can see that. And they go like, oh, yeah. You can see them with their head down. Like, no, you don't tell me I can go over here. You don't tell me what to wear and all this stuff, and you ain't even married to me and stuff. Even in that, you better watch it. Why? Because that's control. Yeah. It's not one thing of you correcting somebody, but you don't be telling people, you know, you don't do that, man. People got to be free. But see, if you don't address spirits, you'll always have that. Yeah. What kind of spirit people carry? Some of them got clusters, legions. Yeah. And you got to know how to do that, because sometimes you can't address everything because you ain't got the manpower. You got to wait. Amen. But if you're going to change people, people will follow you when you're able to run devils out of their life. Amen. They'll follow you. They'll come with you. But you got to be able to do that. You can't just talk about it and say you're going to grow. You got to walk them through and say, come on, let me show you this. Yeah. And that takes labor.
Yes, it does.
They'll follow you.
Yes, it does.
But you got to earn it.
Yeah. Amen.
You just can't talk and then leave me alone for 3 weeks. Yeah. Then call. I'm just calling a check. You ain't calling a check on me.
That's it.
You know what I'm dealing with. I need you every day. Yeah. For these next 3 weeks just to help me. Don't call me when it's convenient. You can't build like that. You can't transform people's lives like that. Just like King Street. I told y'all this last week. You know, we go to these places. What happens, man? If tomorrow we give an altar call and there's 60, 70 people, and we look in their eyes and we can tell it's our kind. If God want to start a church, you can. I just have to say I ain't got the manpower. But God want to do it. You can't stir the ant's nest and don't think God going to move. But the question is, who will rise? Amen. Who will go back to personal development? Who can transform lives by speaking the Spirit? Some of you allow the Spirit to speak to you, and you don't say things that you know is right. That's right. And quench God. Just like Keisha and Carla was talking the other, was that last week?
Yeah.
Was it? And you sent me the email and told me everything you said. But what you were saying, she received it.
That's right.
It was cutting, but yeah, I'm going to get this.
That's right.
Now, this girl, and think about it. Whenever you get offended, you can only get offended in the soulish realm. Because
yeah.
What is this girl going to do to hurt?
Yeah.
She ain't never hurt me before. So she's just going to come out and we have a round robin and talk about negative and positive.
Yeah.
No, maybe you just don't like the negative.
Yeah.
Maybe ain't nobody just ain't never talked to you like this.
Yeah.
Maybe you just used to people stroking your ego.
Yeah.
And time's about to change.
That's
right. So when that happened, you got to be able to take that. Why? Because you can speak the Spirit. The Bible says iron will sharpen iron.
Yeah.
That's why when you get two people like that together, you got some movement.
Amen.
Two spirits that are strong. It starts sharpening each other. Two strong spirits. You know what that means? Personality may be different, but it don't matter. Because their spirits are strong enough to absorb stuff. So if you're going to transform lives, you got to. That's all I do when I go out. Today, I didn't want to leave. I felt like Mama and Castro. We could have just stayed here. I did not want to leave, but I know they had to come back with these kids. Because I know they're hungry. Everybody, I was just stopping and talking to people. One guy said, y'all got fried chicken? I said, that's my sweet Shamika cousin. You know? One guy said, I walked away from the car. He came and got me. He said, "What? Tell me again, what you say about jobs?" One guy said he heard it on the radio. So the Harvard, they ready. They hearing it, the secular people. So in the morning will be our last, come on out, come on out. And then we got to go. When we get there, we got to minister. We got to be ready for the loss. I don't know how many people are coming. It just looked like it's an avalanche. But I'm always looking for an avalanche. An avalanche don't have to be the amount of people, but what kind. That's the first time we've done this in a long time, just straight secular. We ain't went on a Christian at all. It played 10 times today and 10 times yesterday or something like that. And 4 times before 3:00 tomorrow. So we on.
Amen.
Tonight during the quiet storm, they're going to hear it. Where Charlie at? Okay. Put it on, Charlie. Can you put it on? Because I'm done. Can you put it on, Ed? I'm telling you because...
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.